This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We saw pretty early on in this pandemic, both because people needed to not be stuck in their houses or apartments, and because it was safer to be outside, and because exercise is good. We saw lots more people heading to the hills, out into the backcountry to go snowshoeing or skiing or hiking, too. And that's great, but for a lot of outdoor rescue groups, that has meant a lot more demand for their services. From Idaho and the Mountain West News Bureau, Madeline Beck reports.
About 30 volunteers gathered on a recent weekend at a snowy highway turnoff in western Idaho. They're here for a training exercise, so this situation is not real.
We have four overdue subjects. Not entirely sure at the moment how long they've been overdue, but we'll be finding that out from our law enforcement representative.
I'm with Scotty Perkins, a spokesman and volunteer with the Idaho Mountain Search and Rescue Unit. Today's scenario? Four snowshoers didn't come back when they were supposed to, so volunteers split into teams, check their avalanche beacons, and ski or snowshoe into the woods. Then groups start locating missing snowshoers.
We're on scene with a patient, adult male, name of Hunter, age 25. Chief complaint is he is tired, alert and oriented.
Some snowshoers are okay, but others in this fictional exercise aren't.
As part of our mission, we have some code words associated with the encountering of a deceased subject. And that's what we just heard.
Trainings like this help rescue teams sharpen their skills. That's important when more people are going into the woods as a reprieve from the pandemic. The Idaho Rescue Group had 39 calls for aid last year, up from 29 the year before. Part of the increase came from the weather. Cold snaps, but also hot days in the summer. A group of mountain bikers needed help when temperatures rose faster and higher than they expected.
It's happened to many of us, and one of the members of that four-person mountain bike team just found herself in a heat emergency.
Not every rescue team had more calls in 2021, but many teams did, due in part to a bad avalanche season early last year. That's according to the nonprofit Mountain Rescue Association, which works with volunteer teams across the country. Doug McCall, the association's president and a volunteer, says more people also sought out training.
We saw a huge rise in the number of people registering in our education base camp, either because they were looking for online training or, you know, they were looking to get trained before they went into the backcountry.
Rescue group volunteers often bring their own equipment for emergency calls and training. Other costs for things like websites and emergency gear and vehicles tend to be covered by donations, community fundraisers, and grant funding. Teton County Search and Rescue in Wyoming had more than 100 calls in 2021, compared to 80 the year before. But volunteer Cody Lockhart says that number doesn't reflect just how many people are getting out there.
There's a lot more people using the backcountry, and it's not proportionally translating into more rescues.
Lockhart says that may be because novices don't often take as many risks. Cell service is better than ever, and so many people are out there that it's easier to find help. But mental health has become a major issue.
That was defining for us this summer as being part of these big rescues or searches for, you know, people that were despondent or struggling.
All of this means that volunteers need to be trained for a variety of things they may encounter as more people explore the wilderness. Chris Brookman is an 8-year volunteer with the Idaho Mountain Search and Rescue Group, and he directed the training off that snowy highway. He says that education is important.
We come out and we make our team better, and we're better equipped to go out and prepare folks to help people, as well as just we all enjoy doing this when we come out, and we like to play in the snow too.
After the training, a few volunteers planned to head out and go backcountry skiing themselves. In Boise, Idaho, I'm Madeline Beck for Marketplace.